fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Friday of the bye week. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP will be in soon. We are Old School Crew coming at you live here from 1040 O Street. I always say it's the mecca of sports radio, not only in the city of Lincoln, but actually the state of Nebraska. We are brought to you, Old School is brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Grease and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Before we get started on it, tune in, 8 o'clock tonight, late night. Me and Nick, we haven't been able to call a lot of high school games because the ticket has done a really good, cool thing is that we have went we have national guys, like people that, like myself or whatever, Mon Green and so forth like that. But if, obviously people know now that the ticket has went national, let alone doing the Royals, obviously where Austin was yesterday and last 2 days, excuse me, Austin. But we're doing national games for college football and national games for the NFL. So then therefore it's kind of, not messed up, but change the schedule for high school football. So me and Nick will be calling North Star Gators, the Gators.
Gators.
Against Grand Island Islanders. Pretty cool. There's quite a few kids that I train and mentor that are going to be playing. And North Star is an upstart team. They're 4-2. Might be the best team in Lincoln. And Grand Island is very young. One of Lincoln's own. Gavin Sim is out there as a young sophomore playing. And so it would be cool to obviously call the game, but then, see some of these guys play. And then, this weekend is a bye week, but still going to have a lot of stuff going on around here at the ticket, like always. Got games on national level, college football, then obviously Sunday NFL games as well. So when you can, stop into the mill, but then also stop in and support the ticket. We came a long way from 48th and O Street, essentially, over there across the street from Schaefer's, down here to right in the middle of it all, 11th and O Street, 1040 O Street, excuse me. And this weekend, we'll, especially with this slate of college football, we'll, obviously highlight here at the ticket locally and nationally, just because I can't speak for DP, but he'll probably tell you, is that you don't get the chance to broadcast national games unless you have national prowess and people that you can say, hey, this is what we're doing, how we're doing it, so forth and so on. So pretty good lineup that we got going on here, a variety of different mindsets, thoughts, and show types. So that's always good. And variety is what we provide, but then also hopefully a knowledge of wealth and personalities along to go with it. But we got about 8 minutes here, Austin. We'll talk a little Royals. I know you probably talked about it all day. I did watch last night. I thought
so
Garrett.
I
know you did. I thought Garrett Cole. I know he'd been pitching well, right? I think pretty much since the All-Star break, he's been. I think his ERA is like a little over 2. But the Garrett Cole that I know from Houston, I just felt like once he shaved his beard off, I thought he lost his superpowers. He still's got a little bit left in him.
He did.
He was in rhythm last night.
Yes.
And that's a big thing with him. Now, he has power, right? He's a power pitcher, or can be a power pitcher. But I think he sometimes in the playoffs, and maybe this is him, that maybe it was him getting used to pitching in New York, which is significantly different than pitching –
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
You know, in Pittsburgh, where he started, in Houston, in the playoffs, for New York is way different. So I think he maybe has struggled at times with that. And that's, I mean, anybody would.
Yeah.
But man, he was in rhythm. And for me, you know, playing a little bit of baseball and obviously, you know, watch it. And, you know, obviously, it's, you know, not that I didn't play it professionally. But the one thing that always I look at for pitchers is when they can be in rhythm from – when they get the ball, accept the whatever pitch they're going to throw, be in rhythm, getting it over the plate, whether it's a, you know, a strike or a hittable ball or a ball that's, you know, out of the strike zone, and keep them, and he never lost rhythm.
No, and some of that is you have to credit a pitcher that was at the top of his game, right?
Yeah.
7 innings from him, wobbly a couple times. But obviously, never broke. Some of that is a testament to him, and that's what Yankees fans are saying today is, hey, look, the guy that won the AL Cy Young last year, the guy that we paid to be our ace, showed up.
Yeah.
Right? Not the biggest game of their season yet, right? They hope it's not the biggest game of their season, but it's a big test that he passed. He came through for him in a big moment. On the flip side of that, if you're the Royals, you kind of let him off the hook a little bit, right? It's not like the Royals weren't squaring him up.
Right.
A couple balls they hit hard just right at people. I think back to Bobby Witt Jr.'s second at bat, 114.7 miles per hour off the bat.
Yeah.
Right at the left fielder.
Yeah.
You know, a shot to the warning track from MJ Melendez off of Garrett Cole. One off of a reliever from Kyle Isbell to the warning track as well. The Royals had their chances in the game just like the Yankees did. But the Yankees had a 1-0 lead 3 pitches into the game.
Yeah.
And as a pitcher who relies on rhythm like Garrett Cole does, who, like you said, still a power pitcher, but not nearly as overpowering as he was even, you know, 2-3 years ago. He's lost a little bit. And that's fine coming back from an injury. But the Royals didn't necessarily put together, you know, those pesky at-bats, right? They didn't find ways to foul off pitches, wait till they got one in the zone and take advantage. They were aggressive.
Yeah.
That's who this Royals team is and who it's always been. They didn't take a lot of pitches. They didn't spoil many pitches. So they got out early in the count instead of, kind of like what happened to Michael Wacha, the Yankees were so patient. They drove his pitch count up, took advantage a little bit, one run in the first, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth, I believe. Never a big inning, but against an offense that was struggling like the Royals and with that pitcher, the way Garrett Cole was throwing on the mound, mixing pitches the way he was, that was more than enough for the Yankees.
Yeah, it was over pretty early. And I want to ask you, do you think it was more of a lack of experience for the Royals of being that? Because I think that the Yankees, they have a lot of experience, you know, in their lineup. That they kind of, you know, I don't think if they, you know, I don't know if they're in the clubhouse and they talk about it, but I think they just know this is the pitcher. If we get a lead, we're going to just slowly but surely, like a python, just squeeze him and squeeze him and squeeze him. And they took the life out of the stadium. And that wasn't by chance. That looked like it was purposeful, taking some pitches and driving, like you said, driving up that pitch count. You know, people generally go to baseball games, obviously see home runs and secondly see strikeouts, but when you're in the playoffs, they want to see action.
Yeah.
And there was no action.
No.
And if and then on the flip side, and this is no different in football, and I remember, and I'm thinking about when the Vikings lost to the Falcons, all the action was by the away team. Mm-hmm. And when I remember being at 1998, the Vikings were 15-1. And yeah, Gary Anderson didn't miss it a field goal all year. And they, here come the Falcons, them dirty birds. Mm-hmm. And right from the get-go, you know, usually, all right, they come off a bye. Just as, they just walk the ball down the field. Okay, the Vikings answer a little bit. Don't score. But Atlanta does it again. So then, but what it did was it just set the tone and took that kind of, you know, energy and that, like, ferociousness out of the fan base. And now you're just sitting back and it's like, you know, the game just was blah, you know, from the Royals standpoint.
Absolutely, it was. And I think you could tell that. I mean, I could tell walking into the stadium when it started filling in. There were 40,000 announced attendance on Wednesday night. I think it was 37, 38, maybe, I want to say. But it felt like closer to 30, right? The energy just felt like there's like 10% less buzz, if you want to describe it that way. Jazz Chisholm got booed pretty similarly both nights, but you could just tell there wasn't the same anger.
Right.
The cheers, you know, there were still some decent crowd pops, but not to the same level as two nights ago last night. I think part of that is just due to the fact that Wednesday night was the first playoff baseball game in Kansas City since 2015, right? There's a lot of pent-up energy there. But then, Jay, I think we see this with teams all the time. It's represented in fan bases as well. Some teams, when they're facing elimination, when they're in an uncomfortable position, instead of, you know, bottling that up and using it, they get tense. They don't know what to do with it. And some of it is, you know, post-hoc analysis, where we can certainly say the Royals maybe underachieved or didn't rise to the moment because they're young. And that's fair. Right, Bobby Witt Jr.'s first postseason. Michael Massey was pretty good. Right. Benny Pasquantino, first postseason. Seth Lugo, first one in a while. Michael Wacha, first one in a while. Cole Reagan's first postseason ever. Lucas Irsay, you up and down the list. So, yes, it's true that the Royals hadn't been there before, and I'm sure that contributed. But also, Jay, I just think the Yankees were just a little bit better. The Royals got beat by a better team. Yeah. We saw who the Royals were all year. It's what got him there, and it's what did him in at the end. So I think it's fair to maybe blame a little bit of the inexperience in the postseason for both the players and the fans, maybe to some degree as well. But let's also not forget, like, this was the expected outcome at the same time.
And I have experience with it, not with the Royals, but as a Twins fan. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about this yesterday with Tom Kelly. You know, he would, you know, we'd go, you know, win the division and get there against the Yankees. And it'd be over, just like that.
Yeah, Yanks own the Twins.
Right. And it was like, you know, was Joe Mau or Justin Morneau, those, they all of a sudden would go combine, like, you know, 1 of 25. And it was just like, everybody would ask what happened. Actually, it'd probably be like 2 of 15 or something, or 2 of 12 or whatever. And the Yankees were just better. If the Kansas City was able to do it, and they weren't able to, it would have been historic for them to beat this Yankee team.
Yeah.
Considering also with the pressure that Boone and the Yankee clubhouse and team was under to get to this point. So you should have had to expect that Cole to come through, everybody else to come through, Stanton to come through, because you know what? Like Stanton said, this is what you brought me here for. They're like, pretty much, who cares about the regular season? I'm here to get busy right now. On to the next. And so, you know, we'll see what happens tonight between the Guardians and the Tigers, and that's still who they play.
And see, this is what just irks me, is that it's the Yankees that just beat the Royals, or two division opponents on the other side.
Yeah.
Royals fans don't win.
Oh, yeah.
In the American League side anymore. It's kind of unfortunate from that regard. But New York is the favorite in the American League. They have been, you know, really since Houston was eliminated. Maybe they were the favorite before as well. Yankees are good. They're better than I thought they were going to be. Stanton wasn't great in the regular season, but
he's healthy, though.
He's heating up in the postseason. Judge and Soto, historically good. And with Garrett Cole on the mound, you're going to be in the game anyway. Yeah. So maybe I overlooked the Yankees a little bit. I'm bummed the Royals couldn't take one at Kauffman. But again, it's just kind of, they were the better team all along.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, we got some more tonight, too. You got the Padres and Dodgers. Boy, I don't know. Padres, if they just come in, I think the Padres' mindset is different than the Royals. They're just going to let it all hang. But they got star power, too. So, and they can match you star for star.
Tatis and Bobby Witt Jr. are not wired the same.
Yeah, no. He's there. You're there for his party.
Manny Machado himself for a Perez. Right. Not wired the same way.
They're going to do those. They're there to get busy and have fun, you know, while they're doing it. So, we'll see who pulls through tonight. We're going to take a quick break, come back. And we'll dive into some college football. We got some games tonight here, Austin. Mm. We got Northwestern at Maryland, right? We talked to DP yesterday. Utah at Arizona State.
Yeah.
And then also, here's also one here at 8 o'clock. UNLV at Utah State. Utah State, listen, the play. I wish DP was here. He knows all things Utah. Between the University of Utah, BYU, what was it, Weber State, and Utah State.
Yeah.
Boy, listen. Hey, UNLV is going to go up there and might get put under a spell. Mm. I always talk about New Orleans. I'm going to ask DP about Utah State because I'm telling you, people get up in Logan, Utah, and this is a perfect game for an upset. And I'm just saying this right now. UNLV is favored by 19-20. Them dudes in Vegas want everybody to bet they want to make some money. Yeah, you guys lost. Now we got to make some money on you. Anyways. We'll take a quick break. Old school, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.